Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. One of the things that we look at here at Adept English is what sorts of searches you do online. What sorts of English grammar questions or English language learning questions do you ask? And one of these, which is searched on regularly, is this question. What is the difference between direct and indirect speech? So in today's podcast, I'll answer that question. And as usual, I'll give you some examples. If you've never come across Adept English before, we provide lessons and learning material for English language learners who want to be able to actually speak English, who want to be able to have conversation in English. But sometimes we teach grammar. We do it without books, without you writing anything, so that you learn it in the natural way, using your ears. So here goes. What is the difference between direct and indirect speech? Well, first of all, let's unpack. Let's explain those terms, those words, direct and indirect. They're used in lots of circumstances. So I'll give you a general broad meaning and then come to what the terms direct speech and indirect speech mean. So direct and indirect are adjectives. They're describing words, they describe nouns, and they're opposites. They have opposite meanings to each other. So if something is direct, it means it goes straight to something, straight to the goal, straight to the point, straight to the end result. Whereas if something is indirect, it doesn't. It arrives at the end result, but not straight away. So for example, you might say that a plant in a pot on your windowsill needs direct sunlight. So a cactus, for example, might like direct sunlight, but most plants prefer indirect light. So daylight, but not direct sun. Another use, if I was telling you how to get from one city to another, I might give you a direct route, instructions which took you straight there, whereas an indirect route, you might go to some other places on the way. If a person is direct, that means that they tend to say what they think. So they might say, you've lost weight, or you've put weight on. They don't always think about how the other person might feel. Whereas someone who is more indirect might say, you're looking well, or, oh, you look very slim in that dress. So what is the difference between direct and indirect speech? Well, when we're talking about direct speech and indirect speech, these are grammatical terms, words to do with English grammar. So direct speech means when we quote something or someone directly. The verb to quote, quote, means to retell exactly what someone else said. So an example of direct speech would be the following. I've made you a sandwich, said Mum. It's got bacon, lettuce and tomato in it. Oh, thank you, said Sam. BLT, my favourite. So you'll notice here, if you look at the transcript, that this uses little punctuation marks called inverted commas. These are put around the words in the sentence, which are the direct quote of what the person said. They look like a little number 66 and a little number 99. So the 66 goes at the beginning and the 99 goes at the end. So in that example I've just given you, the words which were actually spoken were, I've made you a sandwich. It's got bacon, lettuce and tomato in it. And then, oh, thank you, BLT, my favourite. So that's what you'd hear if you were in the room with the people speaking. So direct speech is where you're quoting the person direct. A and using these little 66 and 99 marks. These 66 and 99 punctuation marks have different names. You can call them speech marks, quotation marks, or inverted commas. It's all the same thing. So what is the difference between direct and indirect speech? Well, what about indirect speech? If you take that same sentence about the BLT, there are various ways in which you could make it indirect. You'd be reporting it. It might sound like this. Mom told Sam that she'd made him a sandwich with bacon, lettuce and tomato. Sam thanked her and replied that BLT was his favourite. So this is indirect speech. You can also call it reported speech. So it's as though you're telling it as a report. So in summary, direct speech uses 66s and 99s and quotes of what was said directly. And indirect speech just reports it. It doesn't quote directly. So here are some sentences to test yourself on. Listen to these and see if you can work out whether it's direct speech or indirect speech. Number one, I'm going to town today, said David. I've got to get some clothes for my interview. Number two, Sarah told her son that he was moving school, and he complained to her that this was a bad idea. Number three, when the teacher heard that her student was ill, she told the class that she was going to visit him. Number four, what time is it? Asked the tall man. It's 3 o'clock, said the woman in the blue dress. Number five, he replied with a smile, don't worry, I'll help you clean the house. Number six, she asked how many cars he had, and he told her that he owned 6 cars. If you want the answers to this test, go to the transcript on our website at adeptenglish.com and have a look at those sentences. You'll be able to tell whether they're direct or indirect speech by whether or not they have the 66s and 99s in them. If they've got quotation marks, they're direct, and if they haven't, they're indirect. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, what is the difference between direct and indirect speech? Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.